This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news, headlines first. Road accident in Nuwakot kills two persons, leaving six others injured. Three local levels in Saptari district closed community schools due to excessive cold. And Cuba appoints the country's first prime minister in more than 40 years. Now the news in detail. Two persons have died and six others have been injured in a truck accident that took place at Bidhi Municipality 6 in Nuwakot district today. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police of Nuwakot, Rajesh Thapa, the deceased have been identified as 19-year-old co-helper Sudhir Tamang of Naukunda Rural Municipality 3 in Nuwakot and 19-year-old Aviral Tamang of Khotang district. The truck was heading to Chenpur from Multala was carrying the workers of Nagarjun Construction Company. The injured are driver Ganesh Balami, Sachin Kumar Rimal, Shankar Raj Sunar, Hemraj Thakuri, Tilak Khatri and Bimal Suna. Two of the injured have been referred to Kathmandu for further treatment, while four are receiving treatment in Thirsuli Hospital. The three local levels in Saptari district have closed the community schools due to excessive cold caused by the cold waves. Rajbiraj Municipality has issued a notice to close all the community schools for 3 days, effective from today. Similarly, Tilati Koyli Rural Municipality has also closed community schools for 4 days. Chairman of the Rural Municipality, Satish Kumar Singh, informed the decision came to close all 17 community schools. Likewise, Saptakosi Municipality in the district has closed all community schools for 5 days, effective from Thursday to Monday. Cold wave coupled with rainfall last week has hit normal life in Baki, forcing the people to stay indoors. The district administration has issued a notice of public interest informing people about ways for the prevention of cold-related issues for children and aged people. According to Baki Chief District Officer Kumar Bahadur Khadka, it has sought coordination from local levels for the management of warm garments and fireworks for the affected. Chief of the Department of Meteorology in Nepalganj, Paul Bahadur Biswakarma, said that the cold wave has been sweeping across the district since Tuesday. Children and elderly have been hit hardest due to cold. Chief of the Medicine Department of Regional Hospital, Dr. Rajan Pandey, said the patients with heart, respiratory and arthritis problem have suffered the most. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Arial has urged people to protect the public land by recognizing it. Speaking at a program on protection of government and public land organized by Ratnanagar Municipality in Sitawan today, Minister Arial said the government has launched the land protection campaign while there are public complaints on land encroachment. The minister also urged the local governments and all under them to support the government's campaign to retrieve the land in the name of government without having fear and pressure from anyone. On the occasion, she also monitored the public and government lands under Ratnanagar Municipality. The members of parliament have agreed on the need of detailed research and studies to be carried out by the National Sports Council for the overall development of the sports sector. In the deliberation of the bill related to the development of sports 2075 today, under the Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives, lawmakers agreed on the development of sports, its expansion and promotion, along with required research carried out by the Council. Millennium Challenge account MCA Nepal has called for the endorsement of its agreement with Millennium Challenge Corporation MCA America through Parliament. Executive Director of MCA Nepal Khadga Bahadur Bisto informed that the MCC America granted $1,500,000 and Nepal would contribute $1,300,000. The total amount would be utilized for the expansion of electricity transmission line and roads. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. Now some international updates. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Cano has appointed the country's first prime minister in more than 40 years to the tourism minister Manuel Marrero Cruz. The post of Prime Minister was scrapped in 1976 by then revolutionary leader Fidel Castro. It was reinstated under the rules of new constitution for the communist-run island passed earlier this year. 56-year-old Mr. Marrero will take on some of the responsibilities that currently fall on the president. However, critics say any such changes are purely cosmetic as the Cuban Communist Party and the military remain the only two real decision-making institutions on the island. Mr. Marrero's appointment was ratified unanimously by the deputies in the National Assembly yesterday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top officials to discuss boosting the country's military capacity. The state news agency reported today that leader Kim held a meeting amid heightened concern the North may be about to return the confrontation with Washington. KCNA news agency said Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Military Commission to discuss steps to bolster up the overall armed forces of the country's military and politically. It did not detail on when the meeting was held nor what was decided. The commission is the North Korea's top military decision-making body. French President Emmanuel Macron has appealed to transport unions to suspend strikes that threaten travel chaos over the Christmas holidays. On a trip to Ivory Coast, Mr. Macron suggested the strikers to observe a truce out of respect for families and family life. 2 weeks of strikes over planned pension reforms have caused widespread disruption across France. Train operator SNCF said services would be severely disrupted. Half the usual number of high-speed TGV train operated on Saturday and half the metro lines in Paris were closed. Many French citizens heading up to spend holidays with family and friends have found themselves stranded because of cancelled trains and gridlocked roads, and hundreds of flights have also been cancelled. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the lunch once again. Road accident in Nuwakot kills 2 persons, leaving 6 others injured. 3 local levels in Saptari district closed community schools due to excessive cold, and Cuba appoints the country's first prime minister in more than 40 years. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.